I would announce this morning. During church service, I got a call from Brother Mudd, and I listened to the message after church. If you'll remember, a few weeks ago, he asked us to pray for his brother-in-law. And he said his brother-in-law was dying with cancer, and he was lost. And so he asked us to pray. And then later on, I can't remember if we told you, you heard, but his brother-in-law got saved. He was able to witness to him, and he trusted the Lord as his Savior. Brother Mudd got in touch with me this morning and said his brother-in-law passed away, and he was going that direction to be with the family over in East Texas. So he said, appreciate you praying, because he said, if it hadn't been for you praying, my brother-in-law would be in hell. And what a joy, what a good thing it is. Listen, it is always a difficult thing to say goodbye to friends and loved ones, but man, I hate to do it when there's no consolation, no reason to even hope they're in heaven. So boy, when you know they've trusted the Lord, what a difference that does make. So he wanted me to say that and said he loved every one of you, and he'd be back next Sunday, hopefully. So pray about him as they go through that funeral service. We'll say this, good to have my daughter in church with us tonight. She came in this afternoon, and she's got my other grandchild, the one who will have nothing to do with me. She will not sit in my lap. She will not let me hold her. She retreats on a video phone call. Y'all not going to believe this, all right? But we'll call and have that video deal there, and my wife be talking to him. When I stick my head into the picture, my granddaughter runs the other way, all right? There's just something about this, I guess, face. I'll be honest, though, I understand. I've looked in the mirror and wanted to run, too, so I do understand. Jeremiah chapter 2, if you will, tonight. Jeremiah chapter 2, I want to preach to you really an unpopular message, but it is, it's so true, and it's true many times individually. It's definitely true as for our nation and really for our world. If you will, there, Jeremiah chapter 2, we're going to begin reading in verse 31. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head. For the Lord hath rejected thy confidence, and thou shalt not prosper in them. Now, the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of things to preach in these verses, and that's true almost any portion of Scripture, but I want to focus back on verse 32, where the Bible says, yet my people have forgotten me days without number. My people have forgotten me days without number. Now, who among us doesn't forget? Now, I have reached the age where I have qualified as an old person. And I've noticed that people think, well, you know, you're old. We understand old people forget stuff. But wait a minute. I've been associated with a Christian school for 45 years. I want to tell you this. Kids forget. They forget better than any elderly person I've ever known. They can forget their homework. They can forget their lunch. They can forget their money. They forget permission slips. They forget their school supplies. They forget PE clothes. Sometimes I really think they forget where they are. And The forgetfulness is so bad that I have been there and held up clothes and said, all right, who does this belong to? Nobody even remembered it was their clothes. I mean, we'd collect up clothes, they'd be left around, and I know somebody brought them to school, and you hold them up, and nobody claims them. It's not mine. Well, it's not mine. It's not mine. Hey, they forget their own clothes, all right? So don't come to me talking about old people forgetting. I found out there is no age requirement to forget. People are able to forget. I remember when your kids were young, those of you who have young children, you remember now? You'll tell them and say, I told you, and they say, but I forgot. I forgot. Hey, but there's some things that folks don't forget. They don't forget. Look there in verse 32. Notice what God said through the prophet Jeremiah. He said, can a maid forget her ornaments? Can a maid forget her ornaments? Listen, a maid, a young woman, doesn't forget her finery when she's dressing to go out for some special occasion. They don't forget that. They don't forget it. They'll find the right earrings. They'll find the right necklace. Nowadays, they find the right nose ring, all right? But I'm telling you, they look for what they think is finery, and they don't forget it. Amen. They don't get out and say, man, I forgot. They remember it. But also, you look at that next thing. He said, how about a bride, her attire? A bride, her attire. We can't even imagine. We can't even imagine a bride showing up at her wedding and saying, doggone it, I forgot my dress. That is not going to take place, all right? A lot of things may happen, but that's not going to take place. It is just not going to be, all right? But wait a minute, that's the comparison the Lord gives. Those two things, he says, a maid won't forget her finery, and a bride won't forget her clothes. But he said, you've forgotten me days without number. You've forgotten me days without number. Now, I said when I started, what happens, you know, it's true of nations, it's true of individuals. But I want to say this to you. What happens to a nation never happens to a nation until it happens to the individuals in that nation.
That's right. Amen.
All right? It's not the country that just somehow forgets. It's because the individuals forget. Because the individuals forget. Now, why in the world does that happen? Let me just think. There's two causes, at least, of forgetting. One of them is just plain old rebellion. Rebellion. Look at verse 31. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? He said, then wherefore say my people, we are lords, will come no more unto thee. He said, we're just not coming to you anymore, God. We're not going to do that. You say, why does that happen? I believe that happens because of just plain old rebellion, all right? Simple rebellion. Man decides to rebel against God. Man makes his mind up. He said, I want to be rid of God, so just leave me alone. I want to be rid of you, all right? Hey, and all that, I don't want any interference from God. I've got my plans. I've got my desires, I've got my focus, and don't try to stop me because I've made up my mind to what I want. And it's just simple rebellion. It's almost like just shaking your fist in the face of God. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm done with you. I'm going my own way. Hey, we don't even want a reminder of God.
Amen.
Not interested in anything some preacher might say. Hey, I don't care what you say.
Right.
Not only that, maybe even some concerned believer might want to say to that individual, I'm through with God. I'm rebelling against God. You see it. You see people put things on Facebook. And it's like, you know, I'm done with God. I'm done with that. I know of an individual that had taught Sunday school for years and years, and been faithful in their church, and things, they had some problems in their family, and that person took all of their Sunday school material, I mean a box probably that long, this wide, and set it out in the front yard for the garbage man to pick up, and laid their Bible right on top of it. You say, why? Hey, that's just rebelling against God. Just absolute rebelling against God. We rebel, people rebel against God because they want their own way in life. You'd think they were all Frank Sinatra. I want to say, I did it my way. My way. Hey, listen. Why? Because we rebel against God. We don't want His. We don't want His way. We don't want His input. We don't want to hear from Him. We don't want to hear from the preacher that comes and tries to warn you. Preacher, I'm not interested. I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to listen to it. Hey, one of the great causes of forgetting is because we rebel. We just rebel against God. Now, I look at this crowd right here. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't really feel like the crowd I'm looking at right now, eyeball to eyeball. I don't look at any of you and see rebels. I don't see that. But I know this is what happens to God's people. Look, if you will, at chapter 2 there in Jeremiah. Look at verse 28. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. He said, you let them arise and see if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. You say, what are you getting at, preacher? This, I believe more people forget God because of good times. Good times. You say, what do you mean? I mean when everything's going good. When things are going well, people forget God. When everything's falling into place, everything's going right. The fair winds are blowing. The opposition seems to be gone. The money is good. Money's flowing in. The bills are all paid. The investments are growing. And we're healthy. Things are, man, it's marvelous. We're in that new house. We've got that new position. And the kids are all in good shape. They're all making A's in school. Everything is just going wonderful. That's when so many of God's people forget God. Just, I mean, we walk away from Him. We get to thinking. Now, we'd never verbalize it. I've never been around anybody that said, you know, it's so good, I don't think we need God anymore. Never heard anybody say that, but I've seen it. Seen it. Things are going good. But wait a minute, when the trouble comes, preacher, we need you to pray for us. We need to pray. Boy, there's trouble, there's problems, and we're having trouble. Little Johnny here, he's rebelling, and sweet little Suzette over here, she's just having health trouble, and man, it just seemed like caving in. My husband's about to lose his job, and well, we need God now. And the preacher gets called, and he almost has to say, now, wait a minute, who did you say you were? Who did you say you were? Because we live in a day where people forget God. Say, how do you know? I mean, what do you mean? What are the cases? Let me just give you real quickly. We're not going to be here long tonight, all right? Unless you fold your arms and begin to glare at me, all right? There's just four cases, if you will. Four cases we want to look at of forgetting. First of all, we forget to pay. We forget to pay. Hey, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 26 says, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything. Everything. All of it. All of it belongs to Him. All of it belongs to Him. Every tree you see, it's His. Preacher, I'd have you know that tree's in my backyard, and I planted that thing, and I watered it, and I've put the fertilizer on it, and it's there. I've protected it. I don't tell you, it belongs to God. It belongs to God. You belong to Him. All right? Everything that's here is His. Everything. But then we find these words over in Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. And all the tithe of the land is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Well, preacher, if I'd known you was going to preach on giving, I wouldn't have come tonight. Well, wait a minute. You see, that's the way we forget God. We forget God. We forget to pay, all right? One of the biggest mistakes you'll ever make is forget, as a child of God, forget to pay that which belongs to God. Biggest mistake you can make is forget to pay what is His. You say, what are you talking about? Number one, we're talking about the tithe. It's the Lord's. It's the Lord's. It belongs to Him. You get it. What you get, it belongs to God, all right? And I want to say this. It's so much better if we'll learn to pay that which we owe than it is for Him to have to come collecting the bill, all right? When He has to come extract it from us, it's a difficult day. It's a difficult time. It may mean you on your back in the hospital. It may be you walking out and seeing, here, there goes the guy, that the repossessor, and there goes that new car. There it goes. It may be that notice that says, hey, you're being put out of your house. Look, I don't know, it can come in a lot of ways. But I believe with all my heart that if you don't give it, God will take it. I believe that. I believe somehow, some way He'll get it. Because it's His. It's His. The difference between paying and letting Him have to come get it is the difference between blessing and burden. Amen. Difference between blessing and burden. I've said it before. I'll keep saying it as long as I preach the Word of God. I preach on giving for one reason, because I want God's people, I want you, Amen, to know the blessing of God. I want you to know what it is for God to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be, and there is no room to receive it. You can't get it all right? You just can't get it all in. You say, I don't think it'll ever happen like that. Then you've not been given. If you'd learn to give, you'd find out, man, God's got a spigot up there and He can turn that thing wide open. He can just turn it on. But our problem is we forget to pay. We forget to pay. There are times that I show up at church on Sunday morning and I'll left my checkbook at home. Brother Kelly, he's good about telling me, preacher, you better get it in, all right? We'll have to charge you late charges, all right? That doesn't bother me. I don't want to forget what I owe the Lord. I don't want to do that. I don't want to forget to pay. But, man, you talking about forgetting to pay? Yep. Days without number. God's people. The truth of the matter is, if every member of a local New Testament church paid their tithe and brought in all the back tithe, there'd be no money problem. There'd never be a money problem at all. Man, the situation would be, preacher, you think we'll build a new building?
Amen. Yeah.
We've got the finances.
Right.
Why? Because we pay. We pay. Listen, God's plan works. God's plan works. It's wrong for churches to have rummage sales and candy sales to raise money to meet the budget in a church. The method of a supporting church is through the tithes and offerings of the people that are members of that church. And if we'd give it, there'd never be a problem. There wouldn't be a problem. And you say, preacher, are we having money problems? No, God's been real good. It really blows me away how good God's been. But I know there's some. I know there's some. Maybe you're listening tonight. You may not be here. You're listening on YouTube. Or you'll listen later to this message. And I want you to know you need to pay what you owe, all right?
Amen.
You need to pay what you owe. You forget to pay, you're going to have problems.
Right.
But it's not only forgetting to pay, it's forget to pray.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We forget to pray.
Yes,
no matter how you define prayer, it boils down to this. It's talking to God.
That's right.
John R. Rice wrote the book, Prayer, Asking, and Receiving. Yep, prayer is asking.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Prayer is asking. Somebody else says, well, you praise God in prayer. I think you ought to.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But whatever you define it, however you define it, it is you talking to God, all right? How sad that we as believers could forget to do that day after day. Just not pray. Hey, that means not speaking to our Savior. Not speaking to our Savior. Not speaking to the one who supplies our every need. Not speaking to the one who said, I'll protect you. I'll go with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Not speaking to the one that is our strength. And that's unbelievable. That is just absolutely is unbelievable that we'd go about doing that, all right? We wouldn't speak to them. I think it'd be easier for you to go through days without speaking to your spouse. There you are in the same house, but not speak. You said, man, that'd cause all kinds of trouble. Sure would. Sure would. But how does it look when we as God's people don't take time to talk to Him? Don't take the time, spend some time with Him. The Bible says we go lacking because we don't pray. We go lacking because we don't pray. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. God has promised to supply our need. He says, I'll supply your need. But I'll tell you this, I believe it's possible to get some things you want.
Oh, yes. Amen. Sure. Right.
If we'd pray. We'd ask for it. Just simple question. Any of you here got stuff at Christmas that you really didn't, honestly could not say, oh, I needed that. I needed that really, really bad. Anybody said, never got anything I did not need. Anybody? Well, we all have. We've got stuff we didn't need. Well, now, we may have wanted it. That's things we wanted, but did we need them? When I say need, I mean you can't do without it, okay? You can't do without it. That's need. I've got to have it. Not like some teenager says, I've got to have the latest and greatest cell phone. I mean, iPhone 47 came out, and I've just got 46. I must have 47. Hey, listen, those are not needs. Those are just things we want, all right? They're not need. The truth is we could survive without a lot of what we have. Now, it would not be good, and it would not be easy, but we could survive. But I believe this. I believe God will give us some things we want if we'd learn to pray. He says you have not because you ask not. We miss out. We miss out because we forget to pray. We miss out on what we could have had. Boy, wouldn't it be good if we'd be like the psalmist who said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud.
Amen.
Evening and morning and at noon. Three times a day, pray. Right. Not just, Lord, thank you for the food. Amen.
Right.
I think you ought to do that.
Oh, yes.
But man, we ought to just pray. Even better if we do what it says there in Thessalonians, to pray without ceasing. Just be in constant prayer. I heard a preacher telling one time of a fellow who was noted and known for his prayer life, and he decided, boy, I'm going to sneak in. I'm going to sneak into his room, and I'm going to hide under his bed. And when he comes in at night, I'm going to be there and listen to him pray. I'm going to hear that prayer. And so he did. He got in there, got under the bed, and he was quiet. The man comes in. He sits down on the edge of the bed, and he hears one shoe clunk off on the floor. Then he hears the other shoe clunk off on the floor. And he hears him as he changes clothes and gets his, you know, pajamas on, gets ready for bed. And he hears the bed springs creak as he stretches out on the bed, and he's under the bed thinking, here it comes, going to hear it. And all he hears, three words.
Amen.
Good night, Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
Good night, Lord. Why? He'd been praying all day. That's why.
Amen.
That's why. I've just been praying all day. Hey, listen, you know, this business of praying is not something that's measured in the size of the words that you use and the beautiful phrasing that you can come up with. No, it's just you talking to God. You talking to him. Hey, we get in trouble. We forget the Lord. How? We forget to pay. We forget to pray. Let's say something else. Take your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, would you? Here's another case where we forget the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the last chapter in this particular book. And look down in verse 18. We just forget to say. The Bible says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Hey, we forget to say. We forget to say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Boy, how sad it is we'd be ungrateful to the God for all that he has given to us.
Right. Amen.
Boy, we grow up. One of the things I tried to teach my kids, and I see other people doing it. Boy, thank God, I tried to teach my kids to learn to say thank you.
Right.
If somebody gave you anything, you thank them. If you didn't want it, you say thank you.
Right.
If you're thinking, what am I going to do with it? Just say thank you.
Amen.
We can figure out the rest later. But right now, you be grateful for what you've been given.
Amen.
Whatever it is, thank you. Thank you. And I did like you did. My kids growing up, I would, you know, I'd sometimes, boys, we'd do, I hated to have to say, what do you say?
Yeah.
That aggravates fire out of me. So I get to the point where I just kind of look at them.
Yep.
Oh, thanks, thanks.
Yeah.
But what a blessing it was, and the day came when I didn't have to do that anymore. They just began to express that gratitude. Thank you, thank you. Why? Try to train them to do that. You ought to do that. It's a blessing to me. Last Friday night, we had a awards deal for the Texas Baptist Athletic Conference that our school participates in, and I'm the head of that thing. They're desperate for leadership, so they had me. And so I go there, and I'm involved in presenting some awards, and it was such a blessing to have so many of those kids say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a good thing. What a good thing to learn to say thanks. You see, we live in a day where people have a sense of entitlement. Everything I've got, everything that I have, I'm entitled to it. I deserve this. I deserve this. I should have this thing bestowed upon me. We see it in advertising. We listen to advertising comes on and says, you deserve a better car. Since when? Now, since when do you deserve that? I mean, by the way, what do you do to deserve a better car?
Right. Amen.
I haven't figured that one out yet, all right? Haven't figured that one out. You deserve this. Really? Hey, listen, the only thing a man deserves is an eternity in hell.
Right.
That is what we deserve.
Amen.
Because we are a bunch of sinners.
Amen.
And we, you know, our iniquity is great. And it's only the mercy of God that keeps us from going to hell, and then we don't take the time to thank God for that mercy. Thank God for his mercy. When you were growing up, how did your parents handle things when you did wrong? You know, maybe a little pop on the back of the head, a pinch, or maybe to grab that little bit of hair that's right there and yank it. Man, that hurts. Whatever it was, you know. I mean, one of those things that come along and it's real quick and maybe nobody else would see it, but you felt it. You knew it, and there wasn't any time in there for you to say, wait a minute. Right? Yet how many times have we sinned against our God and God didn't smack us? He gave us mercy. Extended that mercy to us. But did we stop to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for not giving me what I deserve. Did we say that? Hey, we forget to say. Maybe you say, well, just how far should I go and what should I thank him for? My answer is real simple. What should you not thank him for?
Amen.
what's come your way that you shouldn't thank him for. We forget to pay. We forget to pray. We forget to say. And lastly, we forget the day. You say, what do you mean? I mean his day, for one.
Right.
His day. In the Old Testament, it was the Sabbath.
Right.
Now, it's not the Sabbath today, all right? I hear people pray and say, Lord, thank you for this Sabbath day. I know what they mean,
right. But
it's technically wrong.
Amen.
The Sabbath is not Sunday.
No.
Sabbath is Saturday, okay?
Amen.
It's Saturday. But wait a minute, in the Old Testament, that was his day.
Right.
You remember that one of those Ten Commandments? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Right.
I'll tell you, in the Old Testament, I'll tell you how holy it was. He said, you don't work.
Right.
He said, you don't even go out and gather sticks to make fire.
Amen.
Don't you do it? You don't travel more than this far away from your house.
Right.
You don't cook it. You cook it on Friday so you can eat it on Saturday. When God sent the manna, he told them, now just gather enough for this, that day.
Right.
And there were people that took more than that. And the next day it had corrupted and it was messy, terrible thing, stunk and everything else. He said, I told you,
right.
I'll send it tomorrow. But when it came on Friday, he said, now you collect for 2 days.
That's right.
You collect for 2 days because there's not going to be any tomorrow.
Right.
And of course, there was people that said, no, I did it 2 days back yonder, and then remember what happened. I ain't doing that again. So they went hungry on the Sabbath. Wait a minute. God said, that's a special day for me. Now, I'll tell you what. I believe in the New Testament, it's the first day of the week.
Amen.
I still believe this is the Lord's day.
Amen.
This is the Lord's day. But how many use this day for themselves?
Yes,
for themselves.
Amen.
Just given over to sport. Given over sports. I mentioned this morning, you raise your kid on the ball field instead of in the house of God. You may have a great ball player.
Right.
But a lot of ball players are the biggest bunch of drunken, whoremongers you could ever find.
Yes,
I'd rather raise mine in the house of God.
Amen.
Hey, but we give over, to Sunday's given over now, the Lord's Day, given over to sports.
Right.
It's given over to shopping.
Right. Amen.
Given over to entertainment. It's given over to recreation. I mentioned this morning, July the 4th, this year is going to be on Sunday.
Amen.
Independence Day.
Right.
There's going to be a ton of Christians.
Right.
I believe they're saved.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to skip the house of God that day because it's the 4th of July.
Right.
And we're not going to be in the house of God because we're going to be on the lake.
Right.
Or we've got this special thing. Plan.
Now,
I'll be honest, I have something special planned for the 4th. I plan to be here for Sunday school.
Yes, sir.
I plan to be here for preaching.
Yes, sir.
I plan to be back Sunday night to hear Chad Wells, our missionary, preach, all right? I plan to do it. But what a sad thing is we forget the Lord's day.
Come on.
We forget the Lord's day. Preacher, you visit and you talk to folks and say, look, need you to be in the house of God on Sunday. Sure hope to see Sunday. Well, you know, we made other plans. Well, have you ever thought about changing them?
Right.
When you made those plans, did you forget God?
Come on.
You forget God? Hey, listen, it's the Lord's day. We need to be careful. Don't forget his day. But can I say you this? Every day
Amen.
Is the day the Lord hath made. There's something special about it. He ought to have part of that day. There ought to be time for him. There ought to be time for him in that day. We live in a hustle and a bustle of the world. We've got all the conveniences. We've got all the labor-saving devices there are, and we don't have enough time to do everything we try to cram in. But every day is the Lord's day. And he doesn't need to be forgotten any day. Any day. I don't care what it is. But lastly, let me say this to you. There's a day called Judgment Day. Judgment Day. Would you go with me in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, all right? And I'll be honest with you, I just realized I very well may have the wrong reference here. But the Bible tells us I've written down the wrong reference. The Bible tells us that it's appointed unto man. It's in chapter 9. Chapter 9 rather than chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. The Bible says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." The judgment. When you forget him, your forgetting him brings God's judgment. But you forget him, you remember this, you will face him. You're going to answer for all those days you forgot him. You'll have to give testimony to him about that. There's going to come a time when it's going to be, okay, just go ahead and explain to me again why it was more important for you to go to the Cowboys game than it was for you to be in the house of God.
Right.
Well, preacher, and I went 51 Sundays out of the year. I didn't think it would hurt a thing to take off that one day. Why not let him have first place?
Yes, sir.
Really have first place.
Amen.
Really have. Well, I wouldn't be able to see a game at all, and the world would come to an end, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Hey, 100 years from now, nobody's going to remember who won the stupid game.
That's right.
And I guarantee you, nobody much going to care. Nobody's much going to care. Hey, we forget him. We forget God. You say, preacher, why? Because we rebel. We're just rebels. Rebels, we rebel against God. Or we forget him because God's so good to us and the good things are coming our way. And while it's so good, we forget that it is him's giving it to us. We forget to pay. We forget to pray. We forget to say. We forget his day. Just ask you very simply, have you forgotten God? Well, not much. Okay. How many times, men, did it take you forgetting your wife's birthday before you thought, I don't think I'm going to do that again? How many times does it take for you forgetting something like that? Now, once again, Jeremiah says, you've forgotten me. Days without number. What a shame. Is that you? God's speaking to you about that tonight. Maybe he's punching you a little bit. Maybe it's back there about that pay. Maybe you owe him. Maybe you owe him. Maybe it's about that praying. Not praying the way you should. Days and days go by without you calling his name. Maybe you forget to say thank you, Lord. Just forget to say thank you. Maybe you forget his day. What about it? Heavenly Father, would you help us tonight? Help us see the truth and admit the truth in our own life, in our own heart. Lord, you said to us that a maid won't forget her finery, and a bride will not forget her dress, her clothes. But Lord, here we are, your children. We're guilty of forgetting you. We're guilty. Lord, would you break our heart? Would you help us to come in repentance, make things right? In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight? Let's sing page 401, Only Trust Him. Only Trust Him. Would you do that? Oh, we forget him. Don't want to be the one to forget.